Hello, my name is Bex Raven. Over my lifetime, I have discovered some life-changing ideas that have allowed me to help both myself and many, many others. And today, I'm here for you. This podcast will discuss everything from business management and daily schedules to personal well-being and why it's okay to eat chocolate cake for breakfast. So stay with me and learn how to slow down, live better, and be a happier you. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Embracing Your Inner Wabi Sabi. Invisibility. Interesting, isn't it? It's not something we think about on a day-to-day basis. Yet at the same time, it is something we think about every day, especially in this modern world of social media. We post things, we throw them out into the world. We put them on our timelines, we ask questions, we make statements. Why are we doing it? Because we want people to see us. We send text messages, we put out all these digital ways of trying to make contact. And then people don't reply. We make a comment in a WhatsApp group. We put something out onto a forum. We do all these things because we need some kind of response from the human world that says, you're there, you're valid, you're a human being, and we rate you. The problem is that a large amount of the time, we don't get that response. People spend an awful lot of their life checking their phones. And do any of us really know why? Well, actually, there is a reason why, and that is because checking your phone and finding that somebody has actually responded to that comment, that message, that thing you put in a group, not only does it validate something within you, but also it actually triggers a pleasure response. It makes you feel good. The problem is that on the other side of it, if nobody's responded, or if there's only been a single response and it wasn't really the one you wanted, it'll have the opposite effect. It doesn't get that pleasure response. It doesn't get those hormones going inside you. It actually starts to make you feel bad. And then eventually, you start to feel like nobody's listening. Nobody's paying you any attention at all. Now, at the moment, this is worse. At the moment, this is worse because a lot of people are actually removing themselves from technology, taking time off, and telling themselves that they are not going to respond to things. Or they don't want to, or they don't know how to. It's difficult because what happens is we send a message, or we leave a voicemail, or we put this question or thought out into this ether of the internet, and no one responds. Or worse, our question goes in and a whole conversation happens around it as if the question never happened at all. And you start to feel invisible, you start to feel small, you start to feel like nobody cares about anything you're saying. And this happens not once, but twice, three times, again and again. And you start to feel like the people that you're interacting with, or not, as it now starts to feel, actually don't care. You start to feel like you don't matter. This invisibility complex is difficult. But what you have to remember is that there are a lot of people out there that are all doing the same thing. They're all throwing their information out into the world, all hoping that someone will respond. Desperate for some kind of validation and some kind of conversation. Desperate to create that pleasure response by somebody responding to what they've asked. All you have to do is look at the forums. Look at the groups on Facebook. Look at the same question being asked 5 times in a day. And the same people responding with the same answers. They don't need to respond. And they don't even need to ask the question. They just want to create that interaction so they feel less invisible. Yet you potentially maybe asked a question that was different or suggested something to happen that maybe someone didn't want to do. Or you just asked at a time when nobody wanted to listen because they were doing something else. Maybe the difficulty is how you're asking. Maybe instead of asking in this difficult, complicated, unpersonal way, we need to go back to trying the less invisible routes. Be traditional. Pick up a phone. Do something direct. See how people really feel. Take away the invisibility. Be real with someone. Talk to the people who really matter. Because at the end of the day, the people who are making you feel invisible probably don't really matter anyway. They're the realms and realms of people on the internet who you've probably never even met. Those friends on Facebook who you haven't seen in years or maybe never met in the first place. Or just met once at an event or something that you might have had one thing in common with. Do their opinions matter to you in the long run? Or would it be more important to pick up the phone and speak to somebody who you truly care about? Don't worry about the invisibility created by the wider world. Come back to real life. Come back to the people that really matter and think about them. Find the people in your life that make you feel real. The ones that make you feel here and present, right now, every day. And talk to them. Listen to them. Be with them. And don't worry about all the little bits that have made you feel invisible in the past. If something makes you feel bad, that makes you feel like you're a lesser person than you are, take it out of your life. You don't need it. At the end of the day, you are the only you there is. You have no need to feel like that. You are not invisible. Go look in the mirror. You're there. All day, every day. You know you are. And if people are making you feel like you're not, just stop being with them. Stop interacting with them. Stop trying to get their attention. And take the attention from the people who are there with you. Phone a friend. Speak to someone who cares. Talk to the people around you. Interact with those who interact with you. Take out that invisibility cause and enjoy what you have. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Embracing Your Inner Wabi Sabi with me, Bex Raven. I'll be back again soon with another episode. But until then, you can find out more at my website, www.bexraven.co.uk, or join in the conversation on Facebook at the Wabi Sabi Collective. Go, enjoy today, and have fun. See you again soon.